Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, and make our hearts your place of rest. We welcome you to this Sunday of Pentecost, presented by St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song. Today's Old Testament reading provides reasons for the need to proclaim God's way of salvation in many languages. Genesis 10 presents a genealogy of the sons of Noah. It extends after our reading from Genesis 11 as it speaks of clans, languages, lands, and nations from those sons. The building of a city and a tower that would reach into the heavens was undertaken by pride-filled, godless people who wished to do nothing more than make a name for themselves. By confusing them in their speech, God forced them to abandon their foolish endeavor, driving them apart from one another. In Holy Spirit Ever Dwelling, we look forward to the promised giving of the Holy Spirit, ever brooding o'er a world of gloom and night.
A reading from the 11th chapter of Genesis. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth.
Psalm 143, the psalm assigned for Pentecost, we pray, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground." In other words, show me the way.
I consider the past and the ways you've shown your mercy. I'm amazed most of all at the grace that you have shown in your steadfast love. Shelter me from evil, for I am here to serve you, Lord. Show me the way that I should go. Only to you I lift my soul. Your unfailing love and mercy fill my days. to do your will much more than I ever have before. Let me hide myself in you for your name's sake. Show me the way.
Pentecost is one of the festivals that dates back to observances commanded by God in Leviticus 23, also known as the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Harvest, and the Day of First Fruits. It was celebrated 50 days after the Sabbath of Passover week, celebrating the wheat harvest and offering sacrifices to God. That was the reason why so many were in Jerusalem from distant lands. It gave a powerful opportunity for the spread of the good news of the death and resurrection of Jesus for the sins of God's people. And to the amazement of those present, they could hear it being proclaimed in their own languages. St. Luke's account of the Pentecost on which the Holy Spirit came to the church is read in place of the epistle as the second reading each year. It is followed here by the hymn, O Day Full of Grace.
A reading from the second chapter of Acts. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them, and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others mocking said, They are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
For today's Gospel reading, we return to a time shortly before Jesus died for us, when he was preparing his disciples for the time he would no longer be with them. He promises to send to them the Holy Spirit, and leaves with them his own peace, which the world cannot give. We hear of this in the setting of Holy Spirit, the dove sent from heaven.
A reading from the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here."
Holy Spirit, God has sent from heaven. Sacred oil of the green olive trees, giving heat, giving light, as the tent lamps ignite, and as Aaron prays God joyfully. Blessed living and life-giving water, now preserve us from evil within. For in Jesus God's Son, all believers are one.
Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 a.m., followed by Bible class and summer Sunday school activity time for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. For more information, please call 574-896-2025. Please know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. Come, Holy Ghost, and dwell in our hearts.